Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I call this special meeting of the Board of Trustees. The date is January 23rd, 2013, and the time is 10. Tony, can you please call roll?
Mr. Coronado?
And just for the record, Mr. Coronado actually finished his trial right now and is now waiting for a verdict, so he's... If he does get a verdict, he'll be on his way, but if not...
Okay, Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mr. Medina?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
I'll take this to next agenda.
Item 2A is presentation, discussion, and possible action regarding superintendent search.
Dr. Stockwell is present here with us. We've got some information that was provided to us. So I'll let Dr. Stockwell go from here.
Can I sit here?
Yes, sir.
Spread out my wares. Good evening, Board President Rodriguez, board members, Interim Superintendent Brigham. Thank you so much for, I know that you worked hard to get this process going, and I know you're accommodating our schedule at this point. We really appreciate it, and we promise you that we're going to work really hard to get you where you'd like to be. We sent you a package called a kickoff meeting and documents, and I'm going to be working primarily from this. You know, the first page is a cover page. The second page is the simple table of contents. And using this as a guide, we really just want to focus today on developing a timeline for the search that we all agree on. We would like to get your input into the proposed advertisement plan that we use for marketing. And we'll have a sheet that will go through those costs. We have a sample website mock-up that will need to be reviewed, polished, give us some direction of what's on it, and then when you have authorized it, we will be using that on our website. And then we have some documents concerning confidentiality throughout the search that we'd like to discuss with you. If I can turn your attention now to the page 3, which is the kickoff meeting agenda. I'm going to go fast. You can stop me if you want to discuss something, ask questions, if that's all right. Just giving an overview, for when we do a search, the first thing we would do is meet with the board to do a kickoff. That's this. So this is day one for us. And then following this meeting, we entered a period of the search that we refer to as stakeholder engagement. Now, stakeholder engagement begins with the board. We will get some direction from you as a group tonight, so that would be the Board of Trustee interviews in the whole. And then we will be contacting each of you individually and getting your individual input. And when we contact board members individually, we really have three questions. What do you consider to be the strengths of the district? Second question, what do you consider to be the challenges the district is facing in the next 3 to 5 years? And then the third question, what are the characteristics that you're looking for in your next superintendent? And the reason for those three questions, when we're talking to candidates, we can say, well, here's what you have to work with when you get here. Here's what the strengths are. Here are the challenges the board feels we're facing, and they're looking for a leader to help them face these challenges. And here's the description of the individual they're looking for in terms of their experience, their demeanor, their knowledge, their habits, working habits, etc. We'll go through those. The fourth question we're going to ask you is, are there any community members, stakeholders in the community that you feel that we should talk to, either a community group or an individual? So if I can kind of prime your thinking there, those are the kinds of things we're going to be looking for when we talk to you. You may give us some direction tonight. We will be working with district staff to help populate that list of stakeholders. But the foundation of our searches is this stakeholder engagement. We feel that the better job we do with this, and the more involved everybody feels in the community, the better chance that the placed superintendent has of being successful. And it doesn't hurt for us to be able to tell them, here are all the people that we were told we should talk to, and you need to make sure that you talk to these people when you get here to get you going. So that would be the 101 board member interviews. We do not compile those and publish those. Also, any individuals that you tell us we want you to talk to individually, we do not publish that information because there would be attribution, and we want people to be comfortable to tell us exactly what they think in this process. But then we would want to build a set of stakeholder engagement activities, and these would be community forums, and you're going to be giving us some guidance on how many of those do we need to do. Large group meetings, small group meetings, one-on-one meetings that I was just referring to. And then the other item is our community survey. And we have a rough draft, I'll say, of our community survey. I think we sent that to you. I don't know if you had a chance to review it. It does need to be polished, but as soon as it's polished, we would hope you would authorize us to put it up on our website and link it to your website. Create a button on your website where all your community members can hit the button and they can go right to the survey. This is very useful to get people that can't attend these different meetings. Staff members, any community members can avail themselves of the survey. So it's not my goal to go through it in detail tonight. Just wanting your input and approval of it when it's in, it's ready to publish. Then what we do is provide, after we do all this community engagement, meet with all these focus groups, internal stakeholders, external stakeholders, community forums, we compile a report. We refer to it as the stakeholder engagement report. And we would come before you and present that report. We send it to you in advance. We present that report to you, and then we would also present a draft position profile. Now, the position profile, it looks like a job description to a certain extent. But it's a little different than your job description because it doesn't have all the things about meeting you know, all the requirements. It's really an advertisement to candidates. It's designed to try to attract candidates. But it's also designed to say, here's the picture of the person they're looking for, and so when we do our screening and our interviewing, we're going to be matching to this picture. And that picture sort of is the anchor for the search. It's what we're looking for. It describes the skill set we want. So we would then bring that position profile. Hopefully, you would approve it. You would give us some direction. You could say, well, change this word, polish this, add this. And then when you were satisfied, you would say, approved. And then we would be authorized to advertise. At that point, we would then enter the marketing and recruiting phase of the search. And before I leave creating and finalizing the position profile, one of the things that we're going to want to have for that is your thoughts on what salary range are you interested in advertising, and what length of contract are you willing to go for? 2 year, 3 year, 5 year? What are your requirements? We don't necessarily have to answer that at this moment. But once we have all that information, it's in the position profile, we then start to advertise. Now tonight, I'm seeking your guidance on whether you're looking for traditional candidates, people who come up through the educational system, they have a track record of success in education, or are you looking for non-traditional candidates? Candidates that come from other lines of work, other held leadership in other businesses and so forth. Some districts are interested in that, some are not. So if you're open to non-traditional candidates, we can bring those into the pool. If you're not, if you prefer educational candidates, we can stay in that realm. Then, after we finish the marketing recruiting, we will interview those candidates ourselves. We'll screen them. We'll do an initial background check. We'll interview them ourselves. And we will bring you the top somewhere between 8 and 15 in a book. And in that book, we'll have the results of our review of them. We'll have their resume, their bio, we give them some application questions to fill out so you get a sense of their writing skills. And, you know, you'll get some feeling for the candidates from this material that we send you. So in that, we'll send that to you 3-4 days before we actually meet, and then we would come and meet with you in closed session, and you would say, tell us about this, and then you would tell us which of the 5, 6, or 7 of that 8 to 15 that you want to interview yourself. And usually those interviews would then be what we refer to as the semi-finalist interviews or first round interviews. And those usually last about 90 minutes. You will know a lot about the candidate. We will offer you some questions that you can draft your own questions if you want for the candidates. And so after you finish that round of interviews, you will tell us the 1, 2, or 3 possibly 4 candidates that you consider worthy of a second round interview, and whether you want to declare them finalists at that point or if you're still not sure, you interview. Again, another round of 90-minute interviews. Now, before we get to that second round, we will have done a very deep background check on everyone that you identify in that round. And I promise you it's very thorough. And we will also give them a leadership assessment. It'll give you a sense of their leadership style and their profile as additional information for that final round of interviews. And so, finally, when you get to what you declare as the finalists, if there are going to be any public activities associated with that, but you would conduct your 90-minute interviews, then if there are any public activities, those would occur. And then hopefully you would declare, you know, your sole finalist. And according to state law, then you would, in 21 days after you declared the sole finalist, you could hire that person. And typically what happens between the declaration of sole finalist and finalist is the negotiation of the contract and so forth. So that is an overview of the process. I'd like to now go to the issue of the timeline. And when we send you, first of all, in the package on page 4, you have essentially what is a template. But when we sent you our proposal, we sent you a mock-up of the timeline, and I have it on pretty good authority this year, feeling pretty close to this. So if you have this item in front of you.
That was on our original.
Are you pretty confident that those deadlines can be met, those timelines? Or was it just something to give us a sort of a framework?
Well, thank you for that. If you can see, we had hoped to get started on the 18th.
Of course.
We're 5 days behind, so we got to make up 5 days at this
point. Yeah, and as far as in between, the timelines in between from step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we can expect the same sort of time frame, plus the 5 days, of course, given that we had to move on.
Right.
You're pretty confident in that?
Pretty confident. The one caveat is that stakeholder engagement process that I just described, we would have to keep that very neat and, you know, not get too extensive. Try to really do a good job of organizing, planning those activities, keep it to a 2 or 3 day period, and I'm pretty confident that we could then bring you the stakeholder engagement report and the position profile on February the 4th. And if we could meet that goal, then we're pretty much on schedule to stay with the timeline. And I do want to point out that on step 5, marketing and recruiting, you know, typically we would like to get 45 to 60 days. That, as presented, is about 40 days. So, you know, we would be giving you weekly reports during that time frame so you could see what's happening with us, and then you would decide whether you want to let that run a little bit longer or not. But typically we can meet that. It might mean a slightly compressed pool. You know, our goal is 85 to 90 in the pool. So that, I'm going to tell you now, that's our benchmark that we're trying to get to. So we think if we do a good job of marketing, which I'm going to discuss it more thoroughly in a second, then we'll come close to that.
Thank you. Does any board members have any questions at this point?
No.
Okay. So if we can focus on the timeline then for a minute, in discussions, if we change the date on number one to January 23rd, which is today, and two is ongoing, then three, if we declare tomorrow day one, but try to keep the February 1 target for having it to be finished by then. And what I'm saying to you is in basically a week and a half, we have to plan and execute the community activities, the stakeholder activities. Your interviews are the easiest part. We'll start those tomorrow, if you're available. And so it's really about how well, quickly we can coordinate things. And I believe we can, based on conversations I've had since I've been here. So, and then from there on, I think that we can stick to this.
Is there any questions regarding the timeline?
If we were to modify some of the advertising, in your eyes, can we stick to that 40 days, or even bring it down a little bit? Are you recommending essentially the full vote of the advertising that you show on page 5?
Well, I would recommend shortening the marketing phase at this point.
No. Yes.
I think we need to try to stick to that.
Okay.
And if you're satisfied with getting to, holding interviews during the first week in April, and then being able to announce some 21 days after you make a decision. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. If we go with three finalists, or if we go with one, or if we go.
Okay, so then our timelines.
So is everybody okay with that timeline?
Does it take into account spring break?
Well, that was going to be my answer to your question. If you figure spring break's in there, we don't take a break, but people around the country do. Yeah. Really, from February, some take it starting in late February all the way to April.
That should be, kind of put in the mix so that in the week, oh, we're going to interview all the school people. Yeah. It won't end up happening.
No, we would do our interviewing.
We go to South Potter.
I'm all for that. Chair.
So, if I can... If you're sort of, I hear general agreement with this timeline. If there, you may have more questions, we can start to come back to it.
And we'll discuss the community meetings, right? So in other words, those two, or depending if the board's okay with two, or if they want one, or if
right.
they want four, whatever it may be. Do we discuss that now, or will
sure?
Be
let's
going?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
This includes how many of those community meeting.
Well, we gave ourselves a range there of the 24th of January to February 1st, and February 1st is a week from Friday. So we're giving ourselves really, basically, we have to finish it next week.
So you have a week in between both, correct? So you're giving yourself a week to kind of finalize these two community meetings? Or I'm really looking for the number, but the timeline is... What it is the number of community meetings?
Well, given the size of your district, I think it's been suggested that two meetings would be good. This one suggestion was two middle schools to get some geographic representation going on, if that's acceptable.
That's the suggestion. I was thinking is we have two middle schools, so if we get patterns of demographics, at least we have those two meetings. If one... if somebody couldn't make it to one meeting, then they could have made it to the other one, but at least we provide that option. And of course, we're going to be having the surveys online, and I would suggest that
We email all our students to get feedback from our students, as well as email all our teachers, and then email our parents that we have on the team system as well, and whatever else.
Can you, the phone master? We could use the phone master.
Correct.
That we could...
send them to the website.
You could do it a couple of ways. You could do multiple hits. You could do the phone master. We could do the global emails. Of course, it would be on the website. And then we could also do the phone master throughout the district for the community meetings.
And I guess alongside, because our demographics are different here, we're going to be providing both in English and Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be our intention.
Okay, then you'll be facilitating the meetings at both of those campuses?
I may not be doing it personally.
Well,
but I would probably have two team members here. It depends on if we double up meetings.
Okay.
If we create a scenario where we got a meeting going on here and here at the same time, I'll have two people here.
Which probably won't happen.
We probably won't need that.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the evening meetings, okay? But all during the day, we'll probably have three or four other meetings scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So the facilitator will be working all day long and taking notes. And, you know, as part of their work, they give back to me the results of all the notes that they take. The same questions I told you that we'd be asking you are the same questions we ask in the forums. And we compile our report so to see what everybody said.
So,
in every context.
Some of the discussion as well as hosting one meeting for all business stakeholders and invitation, our employees within the day, so that way it's all compounded within the 2-3 days, and as well as meeting with our student, some of our student body. Yeah.
So our requirements would be simply to have a place to hold these meetings at your staff member's suggestion or where they would be, and then we would throw a schedule. We would probably have that schedule ready for you by the close of business Friday for you to see a rough draft of it. What I'm going to need to accomplish that is the name of a district person that's my contact person, staff member. It's always helpful. Whoever works with the board is a good idea. Anybody that you would direct, but it needs to be somebody that everybody responds to quickly. You know, principals are busy, everybody's busy.
The best approach would be myself, if that's okay with the board, Gustavo and Annette, if we could all communicate, if that's okay.
So before I leave here tonight,
unless anybody wants to take my spot.
But with their assistance, we would get all this set up and coordinated, and we would then send you all the draft of it so that you could see it. And if we missed anything, you give us your suggestions across the weekend. And then probably by about Wednesday of next week, we would be showing up to conduct these. The burden on staff is to communicate these things quickly to all of the target groups. But I kind of believe you already have all the contact information kind of together in the system, mm-hmm. So I don't think that's going to be all that difficult.
We are at Midwinter next week.
We were talking to Gustavo about it, and they're going to facilitate the meetings within the community, but what we're looking at is possibly that Wednesday and Thursday. But trying to make sure that we get the marketing out before that.
If all the upper level administration is going to be gone all next week, would it be prudent to just push everything a week forward?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no reason to trip ourselves up on something like this. Give this man time to get a little more comfortable, get his ducks in a row, give them chance to go get their conference, get all smartened up.
But is the facilitation, I mean, is it
they
based
should,
on
if I may, I think some of it is perception to the community. If you see not anyone in the central office there, it's going to create a division that doesn't exist, I believe.
I agree.
I think that if you want the process to go fluidly, that why put up areas that don't exist.
What days are you all going to be back, or when is it?
Back on Wednesday night.
The 27th. We're leaving on Sunday.
And you're back Wednesday night.
And we're back Wednesday night, so we'll be back at Thursday.
So the other possible dates are possibly, let's say, Monday, Tuesday?
Right. You get started by Monday or Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Meetings?
Yeah. No.
No, the following week.
The following week.
So that you would just push everything a week ahead, hearing what we're saying.
Right.
Which would be February 4th or 5th, Monday or Tuesday.
Well, if we could kind of call that, then we would say that the stakeholder engagement part would go from January 24th on row three, the proposed timeline from the proposal, to February. Well, let's give ourselves the 6th. That was through the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that would give us two good midweek days, Tuesday and Wednesday. Are those okay off the top of your
head? Yes.
There's not sports or...
Well, you know, if I may I go and get a district calendar?
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to make sure is we get weekly packets, and with your weekly reports, I don't know how that's going to work. You report to us via email or through documents where we can kind of adjust all that information as part of it and not this separate.
Mr. Chair, could those just be in our Thursday packet?
Well, that's something that we would have to discuss. Are you talking about the amount of applicants?
Or the progress
reports on it?
We typically email us to board meeting.
Okay.
I don't.
Ms. Searles, we'd be glad to put that out for you. If you have the names of the contact people, we can take care of our people.
And typically, we copy the board assistant or secretary and the interim superintendent so that they kind of help see that everybody gets it. We'll be, if you need to make adjustments when we get to that, you'll tell us. We're fine. We'll do whatever you ask.
I have a question. How long generally are your community meetings? How long?
The duration.
About an hour.
That's it?
Hour. We say an hour to an hour and a half. They rarely go beyond an hour.
That's including having an interpreter?
Yes. That is a, I'm glad you brought that up. That isn't. So may I ask that question that you brought that up? Do we have interpreter services as part of the district services? Do we have anyone who can?
Gustavo?
Not a professional interpreter, no.
Not you?
I mean, I could translate, you know, if I could have a, you know...
Yeah, a set thing of... A script.
Well, not even a script. I could translate off the cuff, but it's just there's certain terms that are too technical for me to know offhand. So
uh-huh.
If I could have an idea so I can translate those and find it the proper...
Do you think you could do that?
Definitely, yes.
If not, we could look at.
I mean, it's just 2 1-hour sessions. I don't see why we can't just outsource it and have it, you know. Nothing against. I think he has enough to do in terms of
dealing marketing.
Looking at marketing and all this other stuff. But to have a dedicated person, that's all they're doing, answering and taking questions. You know?
Mr. DeCampo has also provided those services.
We used to have the headphones and the little.
I think they do.
Well, I want to tell you, we offered this service up the freeway from you recently, and we had translation services with the headphones at every one of our sessions, and I would say we only used them 2 or 3 times.
Do we still have them in now?
Yes,
we do.
Could we pull them out? Could that
lift them off? Yeah. Make sure they work.
Wouldn't that be appropriate?
I think cost effective.
I think it's a great gesture if we can
offer. Yeah.
Or who also is bilingual in
Asia? Oh. No, I think, I don't think that's an issue. I think we could either get contracted services, we could get through, definitely Ms. Amida. I do believe between that and the headphones and...
We can cover that.
Yes, I really do believe that. It's not a barrier.
So going back to your question, I think you were concerned that the meeting's too short.
No, sorry, I just, many times, I know that it's sometimes difficult to get parents out in the evening, especially, and what we've done in the past is usually we'll have a little presentation by the campus, like, you know, children singing or whatever, and that usually brings out parents. It usually brings out quite a few parents. Just a thought.
Any other questions?
So that makes it take a little longer if that's...
Right.
Well, you know, if such activities were planned, those would occur, and then we start immediately
just
following.
Just dovetail right on.
Right.
What about the PTAs, which I don't even...
One of the stakeholder groups that we often try to organize is the presidents of the PTAs from all the schools. Mm-hmm. They may not all attend, but
yeah,
if you usually get great input from
them. Yeah, we need to invite all of them.
So that's kind of what we're saying. Groups.
Okay, any other questions at this point? No? Okay. What else?
So to get back to, okay, if we extend to February 6th, then for when we present the position profile to you, that puts us in the middle of that week. So I would say we just need to present it the next day on February the 7th, if a Thursday is all right with the board.
That's fine.
Or do you want to wait till the Monday of the next week?
That's fine. We could schedule that meeting. Yeah. February 7th?
It's a Thursday.
I have to ask, let me check real quick. I think it's...
Well, we can leave that, in other words, none of these days are in concrete. I mean, they can be adjusted as needed by either your direction or...
Yeah, I'll fly out to Austin that Friday. I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the tentative date right now, February 7th.
So we just, I would recommend taking 2 days off of our marketing timeline, and we're back on schedule again. Okay.
Okay.
Any other, we will revise this and be sending you a copy of it, and but I guess we either by formal vote or by nod, you tell us if this is an acceptable timeline. If you'd like me to review it, I could tell you right ahead.
I'd be happy to, Mr.
There's no action item, so if there's...
Yeah, there is possible action.
Yeah, there is. Do you want to take a motion, or if anybody objects, then we could just move forward. How about that?
I'm happy to. I move to accept the timeline for our new superintendent as laid out by... PROACT search team in our kickoff meeting this evening.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Do I have any discussion on the question?
I have one question. Ms. Annette, do you think that this fits, can this work with you and work for you? And I know we have testing, there's all kinds of things.
I'm checking the testing, and I don't think, as far as with the meetings, I've looked at that looks fine. All I have is a school calendar. I'd have to look at the testing calendar, but there's not any state mandated tests. So that looks good. And on the 7th, February 7th, is clear. So I think right now, what we're talking about, I don't see any problem.
Any issue with sports or extracurricular that we could be concerned with?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, I could absolutely go online. I could get with the, what we have to do is make sure of the basketball tournaments and all that stuff. So I would have to go with that because that will definitely...
Usually you'll have a game day on Tuesday, and so... Good thing is we'll have a Tuesday, Wednesday meeting. So.
Yeah.
those individuals have to meet.
I think all we can do is, we can look what's on the calendar, and then we can even target the message to the parents or to whomever with the phone master saying, we know you might be busy on, but then you could be, we have another opportunity for. That's
great. Right.
Okay? So I will look at these dates with, and what I'll do is I'll cross-reference, and I will get you tomorrow, if that's all right. I'll cross-reference the district. There's a couple of things, the staff development calendar, especially because, and I could forward you that, absolutely. And that's only for staff. And then I could get, and then I will get the, and I'll cross-reference the testing, which I think we're okay, and then I'll cross-reference the activities.
Of course, our primary concern was the 4th, 5th, and 6th. If we're clear on those dates, we're ready to go.
Do we?
It looks pretty good, but I will check.
Dr. Stockwell, just real quick, do you foresee any, I mean, would you have people available 4th, 5th, and 6th?
Well, actually, moving into that next week actually gives me a little bit more breathing room.
Yeah.
But yes, the answer is yes.
So in other words, I mean, we have media, and so we want to try to get the message saying, okay, I mean, right now we could say that week, or we could say that Tuesday, Wednesday, trying to get some direction.
I think that if we, if I could work with staff and yourself, and then the board will approve the what we put together in terms of the schedule, we should be finished by the end of the day, Friday, with the schedule. And at that point, with your agreement, it's ready for advertisement. So that I'm saying this Friday, the 25th.
Okay.
We will work this very hard all day Friday. We'll come real close to getting it finished.
Okay. Sounds good.
So our target would be to start marketing or advertising the stakeholder engagement activities by Monday, of which would be the 25th.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question, Mr. Chair. In case the translators they don't work, do you anticipate dividing the groups?
Well, one solution is to have a Spanish-speaking facilitator, okay, and then create a Spanish-speaking group. But the way these are usually go, you don't know exactly who's coming, you know. So as we build the stakeholder engagement schedule, if there's a stakeholder group that we'd like to schedule for, and that group is going to be, you know, predominantly Spanish speaking, then we would have a goal to have a Spanish speaking facilitator. The other option was we have in other settings worked with the district to develop contracted services for translation services in the community that are brought in. And in that scenario, we conduct our session as per usual. The Spanish-speaking person is wearing a headset, and they're hearing what's being said in Spanish through their headset. That's the ways we have done it.
Is that answer? Is there any other question? No?
Sure.
Did you want me to poll the board on that?
Oh, yes, sorry. We have a motion on the floor in a second. Can we please pull the board?
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll take this to
okay. If I could go to marketing now for just a minute. One of the things, you kind of control how much we're asking you to tell us how much you would like to spend on marketing. And so these are kind of the range of options that we offer. If you want to do the whole package, fine. If not, you know, we can tell us what you'd like to knock out.
What's the total package?
I want to say 4,000. No. I'm sorry, I don't know the number.
The main one is Edweek, right?
Right.
And on, I guess my question on Edweek, how many people, like, do you have the capacity to actually see how much people, where you get that traffic to apply?
we don't track it. Ed Week is, you know, widely read.
Texas ISD is very widely
read. I can't answer that. No, sir, I don't have that answer for you. Track where we get it. I assume what you're asking me is, of the candidates we receive, do we ask them, where? How did you hear about us? To my knowledge, we don't do that.
What do you all for all of it?
The total that I came up with was about $6,700 for everything included. Everything listed. Plus what I'm looking at.
Are we okay with making sure we hit all rooms? Yeah.
My first thought is no. Why would we contact, you know, the people in the Northeast or the Midwest? Right. But then I thought about Miss Abeda, who we all met in Boston, who really lives out this way, and if we don't do all of these people, we could miss some awesome person like that. So I think we ought to do them all.
Okay. Do we want to go with the motion?
I move to, for our proposed advertising plan, take all of these that are included in this little package here.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second. If there's any discussion, if not, can we?
I'd like to ask him, I think, will you show us the evidence that's not like, oh yeah, sure, I put it in all those things. Could we please see the ad presenting in all these publications and to all these people?
When we do direct recruitment, we have a... Well, first of all that, we have built a very large database of all of those people. So we will push messages out to those, and I will request that district board members are copied on those as they go out. Would that
Great.
Be acceptable?
Yeah, and I'm thinking of like the job bulletin, you know.
Right.
And then what does it look like? You know, what is our ad going to look like? It's going to be flashy. Right. Going to have a picture in there, something. You know, or is it just? I'd like to see it because marketing is extremely key.
Right. Sounds good. Okay. Do our best to make sure that we meet that condition.
Any other questions? No. Not can we pull the march on it?
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
And I'll take this to the next item.
Yes, sir. Page 6 would be a website mock-up. This is not finished. This is just, and if it mentions other people, other districts' names, don't be offended. It'll say yours. But we just wanted you to see it. And basically, we will prepare this. We'll send it to you all for your comment. We will respond to your comments and make adjustments and improvements to it until you're satisfied with it. And then this will be connected to our website, and people will look at it. In addition, when candidates apply, we will send this to them along with the application package so that they know something about the district and the context that they're applying for.
Can you work with our PIO to get brief history and that type of information so that way that whoever's applying has a good knowledge of our district?
Yes. And this,
okay. Any other questions or comments regarding the website mock-up?
Our next item is a confidentiality. It's a code of ethics that we've developed, and basically, we have a publication. It's called Searching for Super. And we'd be glad to make it available to you because it gives a very detailed discussion of how a search ought to go. It talks about roles and responsibilities in the search. And it's a quick read. I think it's about 55 pages or so. But if not, in general, throughout the process, if you read this carefully, this is describing what we are requesting from you as a board during the conduct of the search. One of the most important things is that you as a board, good candidates are going to look at the news media, they're going to review your website, they're going to review the news in the area, they're going to be looking for what's happening in your area. And so that's sort of a given, they're going to be looking at that. But also, when we breach confidentiality during a search, it is a sign that to outsiders that the board is not together. So what we're saying is, for us to do this well together, we need to be able to maintain confidentiality throughout the process. For instance, when we bring you that candidate book, when you receive it, we're asking you to keep it secure and so for your use only. Throughout the discussions that you'll be having during the interviews, as you discuss candidates among yourselves and so forth, you know, and after those sessions are finished, we're asking you to be very confidential about that information. And even when the search is finished, and people may ask you, well, why didn't you pick so-and-so or so-and-so? You know, just don't answer that question in detail beyond the search, because we want to give the impression that we did a very professional, ethical search, and that that's the kind of people we are. And it gives everybody the right image of us as a board, us as a company, and our work together. So we would be asking you to consider signing this and making it part of our agreement. And it's very explicit.
I do have a comment. There should be a big thing probably on the front of this that says trustees. We're beyond trustworthy. We're a really good board. We're trustees. We take an oath of office. We also, when we go into executive session, which is the only place we can discuss this person, persons, we take a note that that is also confidential. So I want you to know that we feel just like you feel, that, you know, we really, really value our positions and our position to what you're doing.
Well, in addition to that, it is our understanding that you'd like to see the full list of candidates that apply. And we are certainly willing to provide that list for you in closed session. But understand, you know,
it's
those are people's lives on
absolutely.
That list, and it could have jeopardized their work situation if it leaked out that they applied and were not selected.
Of course.
So.
Yes. We do understand that, and like I think we are a great board. We're not the fighter board or the bad board. We're not a bad board.
You are a great board.
We're a super board. See our pictures in the back.
We are delighted to be working for you. So,
when did you need
on this? Whenever you're ready. I don't need it this second, but if you need further discussion, but if you're willing, then I don't have copies for you, so.
We're all happy to do that.
Thank you.
Or if you want to get a collective one, that we all just sign down.
It can be done either way. Thank you. We have two more.
I never signed below her for a reason. Or above her. I'm going to have to excuse myself. Thank you very much for being here today. I have other prior engagements, but I can't wait to record this process and
I'm paperless just as much as our board president here, so send those emails away.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Pass those down to you.
Thank you.
Have fun, tickets.
Yeah. Enjoy the family.
Bye, Adrian.
Take care, guys.
I can try and stay awake.
Okay. All right. We're on the survey part of this. Okay. But.
Okay. The next statement on the agenda was clarifying roles and responsibilities. And I think if I can summarize what I've understood so far, that. And also, in that last item, the board president is going to speak, if called upon, on behalf of the board. And when we talk about roles and responsibilities, an example would be the news media. I don't know if we expect a lot of news media attention, but we need to agree who's going to be the spokesperson, and we'll try to adhere to that collectively. So we're looking for your direction on that. I'm assuming it would be the board president, unless
that's up here with the board.
Other roles and responsibilities. I think we will do our utmost to deliver everything that's promised on schedule and high quality. The roles that we need are. The district contact person, which in the earlier discussion was Mr. Rodriguez, and I got Gustavo, but
Gustavo Riveles.
Riveles?
Riveles, yes. R-E-V-E-L-E-S.
Well, I want to exchange phone numbers and emails.
Yes.
Later. Before we're done. And was that it?
And Ms. Brigham.
And Ms. Brigham. And Matt Brigham.
Thank you. So in terms of hammering out the schedule, for instance, the way that would go is I'll be shooting you a quick example of what that looks like, and then we'll identify the groups, get those dates nailed down, so we'll work together. I assume Mr. Rodriguez is the final approval. After all the board has seen it and whatever issues are identified, we've polished it. That's an example of, it has to be a partnership, but we're counting on everybody to do their part to move quickly through this timeline because it's very aggressive. Are there any roles or responsibilities questions that the board has in your mind?
You'll keep this helpful.
Yeah, once we get that timeline, I'll send it out on a blog so we won't have it for Friday. But we'll try to work something.
We'll email it.
Yeah. We'll email it and then we'll see what happens.
We did not discuss salary range. Is that an item that we are not prepared to discuss? Or
what we can do is you can discuss that with the individual.
Right.
And then that way we can.
That's great. And then we'll collectively kind of put that together in the job description. So when you see it, if we didn't get it right, you'll tell us.
I think that they should possibly talk to
our HR, yes,
Roscoe, to get her wisdom and knowledge on that. Something I didn't see on the survey was live in the district.
Right.
And I think I saw it on one of your others from another. Search that you have done, and I thought that was a good one.
Right. It's here.
It's there? Okay, good.
One of the bullets.
Towards the bottom.
Yes, ma'am.
And just know that these are a list of stems, if you will, that have been accumulated over a large number of searches. But we're always willing to add what anything special that you think is.
One of the concerns that on the survey that we submit that, and when does that start? When do we finalize that so that way that could be part of the ongoing process?
Well, I would hope that we could have that finalized, if not by the end of the day, Friday. I'd like to see it up on your website by Monday. Is that doable?
And that's what I want to make sure, so that way we could see if we could put a link to our website. Is it for the SurveyMonkey or is it a different?
No, we use Rackspace in San Antonio, and this part of the company called it WooFoo, W-U-F-O-O-O, and so we, you know, they host it, and it's actually hosted there and connected to ours and connected to yours. But when we compile it, we'll give you descriptive data on how many people said what by category, and then it's sorted by, their comment sections are sorted by community, you know, by teacher role, whatever, and it gives us a lot of really good information. And it's easy to do. The way it's set up, you just pick your top 10. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have an open window for comments.
Yes, sir. You don't get that idea, but it is, yeah. It is, you know, half a page.
For some essays.
There will be some very long ones in some instances. We pretty much bring them to you verbatim. The only thing we take out is bad language or
claims.
Or if they mention specific people that are, you know,
personnel.
Okay. And then what we'll do is just substitute a role description without giving away too much information. If you follow, yeah. We edit lightly.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions within the survey?
Yes.
Both in English and Spanish. Yes.
You said on Monday, which is
28th.
The 28th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since Gustavo and I will be at Midwinter, you'll email me that?
Could we try to get it up Friday then, before you leave?
Get it up Friday, but I also can get it to the appropriate people on Monday. I mean, I could do that
Can we try to do Friday so that way? I prefer Friday so it starts this weekend. Certainly.
We'll have it ready to go very quickly once we agree on the substance.
And that's
I can't imagine why we couldn't do it. We just need it. You know, usually we have we do have to set up some protocols as far as, you know, making sure it doesn't go into the spam folder. You know, things like that, like important people.
The survey wouldn't be going to us on our spam folder. It would be a link.
No, but you want to make sure that we, yeah.
You want to push it. I think she's referring to pushing it out.
Yes.
Where they actually send an email to everybody in the organization and say, here's a link.
Can we get it up by this weekend? And then
I think we can. Yeah. I mean, if we get it by Friday around 1, I could get it up before we left. And if not, we can do it Monday.
Yeah. I mean, we can start the marketing whenever, but at least if we could get that link up.
I think as soon as we can get the link up, we would. And I'll go with my people tomorrow. I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah. So if I weren't traveling tomorrow, I would try to do it tomorrow. But I think Friday's our target.
I think we can.
Is there any questions regarding the survey? Anybody want to make a motion? To approve the survey.
Sure, I'll move to approve the survey.
And I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. There's no discussion coming from the board.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Okay.
What I said.
That concludes my questions and input. Thank you.
Ms. Gonzalez?
I don't recall if you mentioned this earlier or not, but Mr. Coronado is not here, and one of his concerns was having access to the applicant. I think you mentioned it earlier briefly, but if some of the applicants apply, you said we won't have access to it? All the applicants?
Yes.
Okay.
No secrets.
Okay, good.
But confidentiality.
Correct, yeah, correct.
Okay, and then the process of reporting progress on a weekly basis, how would that be?
Well, it would be about a two-page description that kind of, each time it keeps giving the same overview, and it says, here's our overview of what we're doing and where we are. Then when you see the, we'll tell you the number of people that have applied at this exact moment, and then we'll give you the breakdown, how many men, women, from the area, from Texas, from, you know, what parts of the, out of Texas, ethnic descriptors, where sometimes people don't indicate. So we'll give you a report of what's been reported to us. So you'll have a description of the pool, so you can kind of see how the pool is developing. And basically, it keeps telling you what the next steps are. So the key information for you each time is just going to be, what's the number of candidates, what's the candidate pool looking like, you know, things like how many are non-traditional or traditional, that kind of thing.
Any other questions?
I have another.
Go ahead.
Okay. If someone, we will only have access to qualified applicants or all applicants?
When you say access, can you?
Well, are you going to be providing us the resumes or whatever is going to be there on your website? Because what you might consider qualified, let's say someone, we might want to see that applicant.
Let's say the superintendent profile is the qualifications, right? It might have a doctor, it might have whatever, but there's somebody that doesn't fit that and is not qualified. Are you going to provide that information of those other applicants that might not fit the profile?
Well, as we do our screening, we divide into three groups. Those that fit the profile, or as closely, you know, if you think if it's a pool of 90 people, think in terms of 30, 30, 30. With the 30 top matchers, we will screen those ourselves very thoroughly. The middle group is kind of the maybe group, which I think is kind of what you're asking about. And then that other group is they're not even close, you know. Or we, in our opinion, they're not. So we do keep that middle group available for consideration. If we took you through the process and you said, look, we don't see our superintendent in this group, can we see the others? We would do that. But we would not pile all that information on the table at the very beginning. We would ask you to let us do our work and bring you who we think is most qualified. You look at that, and if you like what you see, you proceed. If you're not sure you are seeing it, then, you know, it's time for that next discussion of that middle group.
Makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is a very, you'll see when you see these candidate books and all the information that's compiled on them, it's a lot. And that's what you're paying us to do. But we're not going to withhold anything from you that you would like to see.
I have a question. I know you said this before, but you feel pretty confident that we'll have,
my hearing's not that great either, I'm sorry.
That you feel very confident that we'll have a very good sized pool, about 80 applicants, you said?
Well, we're confident we will. We'll see how close we can come. You know, our marketing period is about 36, 37 days. As we get towards the end of that marketing period, it may be time for the question, you know, do we want to extend the deadline a little bit, or do we want to do a second push? But I cannot promise you. I can only.
And
there are large districts that sometimes we don't reach 85. You know, so it's depending on the combination of factors. You know, what kind of work situation it is. What are the opportunities for moving forward? It's how candidates see it as an opportunity for their career.
Any other questions? Do you have any input, any questions on us? Or now you're going to go and meet with board members individually, get the survey up, and then after that, schedule those meetings, and then hopefully come back with the superintendent profile.
Absolutely. According to our discussion, superintendent profile is going to be about February 7th. I guess the only thing I need is to get board members' email addresses and contact. I don't know. I do not know if they're on your website. If they're not, if they are, I can just get them from there.
Tony, and we have a list, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll get that for you.
The more I leave here with, the faster we will go.
Okay. So is there any other questions?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that will take us to the next
agenda. Adjourned.
Any objections?
No.